When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only, Ms. Crystal Kung Minkoff.
Hi, how are you?
How are you today? What's going on in Beverly Hills?
Oh man, it's warming up. School started today. And so it's very quiet in my house, which is so nice.
Are you happy the kids are back in school?
Yes. And they're happy. They couldn't wait. And so yeah, it's awesome.
That's good. It's like back to school.
Yeah.
Well, it's rainy here in New York and it's warm. So you're not missing
anything. Oh yeah. You guys have that like massive.
Which really was nothing, but it's raining once again. You are a California girl, tried and true, right? You grew up in California.
Yeah.
Did you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills before you joined?
I did. I actually started watching when Orange County came out because I was in college and I was in college in Orange County. So it was very connected. And then, so I've always watched Beverly Hills and New York, but like sort of a, I think a general viewer, like in the background, but like I knew all the players and yeah, I watched it.
You were right there from the beginning, Crystal.
Yeah.
So how did you originally get involved with the Housewives? And then how did you feel, you know, when that call or that email came in?
I got a call from, or I got a text from Teddy Mellencamp, who I knew through sort of mom group. And she's like, are you interested? I said, no. And she's like, why not? I said, I don't, it's not for me. And she just sort of convinced me to like, just take a phone call. Cause you know, like, what's a phone call? And I was like, okay, whatever. And then, and I just kept taking calls and hanging up and like, okay, well, I shouldn't do that. I'm like, I felt like I was like on a dating app and like leading people on and I'm like catfishing at this point. I'm like, I just need to like tell them no. But then I just kept leading them on and then it got like really real. And then Kathy Hilton called me and very late at night. And she said, you know, I'll do it if you do it. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. I was like, and then I hung up and I kind of freaked out that night. And then I really thought about it. I was like, okay, if I do it with Kathy, then that's a totally different thing. So yeah, that's how it happened.
So we really have Kathy Hilton to thank for you and you to thank for Kathy Hilton.
Yeah. Yeah, actually it's true. Yeah. Together. We did it together.
Did you have any reservations? I mean, it sounds like you did in the beginning, but like, what were your reservations in joining?
Like everything. I have a pretty, like, I have a good and very normal, simple life. And I was afraid, you know, I think the biggest thing I was afraid of was my family, my marriage, you know, and Rob and I spent a lot of time discussing it of like, you know, he was nervous and he's like, I don't want it to like do anything to us. And I was like, I would never do it if it, you know, and, but we felt really strong. We went into it and it's so funny because that's like the last thing it affects unless you want it to affect you. So I'm happy about that. Like I film and I get home and we just like, it's back to normal. Being on camera is not normal, but like when I come home, it's normal.
Do you think that's how it is? Cause like you do always hear, you know, everyone say like, oh my God, you know, the curse of reality TV and it ended my marriage. Like, do you really think like, no, it won't.
No, there's no curse. I think it's, you're either like prepared for it or you want it to happen or like, there's just too many cracks that you can't help. It's just inevitable, but no, like it has like seriously has not affected my family at all. Like, you just go home and it doesn't affect you at all. Yeah.
That's good, right? Like, if you're in a happy marriage, how could it really?
Yeah. Like, if I felt like it was making a dent at all, I would just walk away completely, you know, but no, it doesn't at all.
Do you know anyone else from like the past besides Teddy, or like, did you get any advice from like past cast members or Teddy or current cast members, like when you were joining?
No, actually I asked Teddy for advice and she wouldn't give me any. I was like, oh my God. And she just said, you need to go. I don't want you to have any, like, I don't want you to really understand. Like, she's like, you'll figure it out quickly. It took me a lot longer than I thought, but I think she just didn't want to like put a veil over my experience, which is why I'm so authentically emotional and raw and everything like that. So I could have used a little bit of help, but she gave me none. Zero.
She's like, I don't want to lead you on who I like and don't like. You just figure out it zero. Yourself.
Yeah. I tried and nothing.
You're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Was it like, did you have an adjustment period? You know, because they really kind of throw you in. They don't really hold your hand. You know, sometimes you figure out what to do right away. Was it easy for you? Or were you like, what is going on? What did I get myself into?
I adjusted like 2 months after we wrapped.
Really?
Like, it was really hard for me. It was really like, it was, and I have to be really honest. Like, I've been very lucky in my life. Things have always been very sort of neutral or good. Like, I haven't, other than my dad being sick, like I've had a very easy time in my life. And this really threw me for a loop. I've never felt like it really messes with you emotionally. And you're like, I don't even know what's going on. But through that, there's a massive growth experience. So I always try to think of positives that come out of things. So, because if I didn't, I would just be in my bed crying right now.
Well, we don't want that.
No, I don't do that.
Other than your father, and I know like your mother, like I hope she's okay. I know the other week.
Yes, she's good. That's good. She's doing great. Great.
That's good. That was my biggest concern when
she's doing great. Thank you.
Okay, good. Other than your father, though, was this the hardest thing you've ever done?
Yeah. I think people just see it sort of like fun. It's very challenging. There's definitely fun moments. And I think that towards the end of filming, once Sutton and I started to resolve our stuff, I was able to have more fun. I just was so uptight and like the whole thing freaked me out. But yeah, so it gets better and more fun. And that's really what I wanted from it. But, you know, experience is experience. And, you know.
What about, you know, your husband, Rob Minkoff, very famous director, not reality TV. Did he have reservations of, you know, reality TV is a whole different animal. Like, did he not really?
He was totally freaked out. I mean, you know, he's like, I don't want anything to happen to you, to our family, to our kids. You know, his work is famous. He's not famous. So like, this was going to put our family, our faces very public. You know, his drawings are public, but he never had like PR. He didn't want to be famous. That wasn't his thing. So, so this was really kind of scary for us. But at the same time, when we really dove into the whole, you know, the auditioning process and just at home talking about it, it was like, maybe this is an experience that we should accept, you know, but it was a family decision. And, you know, we called his agents and lawyers. We called a lot of people like, and they said, it's not anything you think it is. There's, you know, Rob, you control every blink of a character. Like, you have no control. But, you know, we felt very comfortable and safe in who we are as a family. So it was like, once we decided, we just jumped it.
That makes sense. Did you grow up a fan of like Disney and animation and all things related to that?
It's funny. I actually loved Lion King. Like, I actually have really frizzy hair. So my nickname was Simba.
Really?
And then, yeah. And I met Rob and I didn't tell him that. And he came to my parents' house because I was in college. So my room was still intact. And there was like a framed photo. I've never said this out loud. There was a framed photo of, it was like a cell of Lion King. And then he sort of was like, are you like a fan? Like, I think he was like, did you find me? I was like, no, I think like, isn't everyone a Lion King fan? And it was like, you have posters of my movie. Like he freaked out. Like I like sought him out. I'm like, you're such a jerk. So, but no, I wasn't like I was like a kid Disney fan, you know, but since I've been with Rob, I dove so deep into it. You know, there's such a deep history and like the Disney fandom is wild. It's bigger than Housewives, believe it or not.
It is. I mean, Disney people go hard for their...
Yeah, really hard.
how many times have you seen The Lion King at this point? Can you even count?
I probably saw it. I love the soundtracks. As a kid, I listened to it a lot on my boombox. I've seen it probably 100 times because we have kids now. So like it like reignited, you know, but I probably watched it 50 times as a kid and then 50 times as an adult.
Wow. Are your kids aware that, you know, mommy and now daddy are like recognized if they walk down the street? I mean, I know you were in quarantine for part of it. Like, are they aware of like there's cameras and something has kind of changed?
Yeah. I mean, the cameras in the house was really weird for them because it was lockdown. And then all of a sudden, like you can't even see your friend. And then suddenly there's all these people masked up. They can't see them like behind their masks. So that kind of was very hard for them at first. And then they got used to it. It took a while, but like me, but like being recognized, it's not that big of a deal. Like they're like, oh, like they watch Housewives, but like my kids have never seen it. Like they're 8 and 6 and they will not see it. It's not appropriate for them, but, yeah, I think they're pretty even about it. They're still quite young. So they're very unfazed. Yeah.
That is true. As you were filming the show and things were happening, you know, now that it's over, you said like it took you 2 months afterwards to kind of adjust to all of this.
Yeah.
What has been the high of the whole experience for you? Like what's the best thing for you from the season?
I would say the best thing is the nice messages that come from young girls, Asian girls, just any girls of color who say, you know, how much representation matters to them, especially the Asian girls who said, there's no Asian people on TV. There's no one that looks like me. And it's crazy when I remember feeling that way when I was younger, but now we're in 2021 and they're feeling that way. It just shows you that like how important it is to them. And, you know, as hard it is for me to be on the show and the downs, it's an honor. And so that's been really special. Every message I get, I respond to. And so that's been really amazing.
That must take you a long time at times.
It does, but they take the time to message me. So I want to know that I see them.
That's nice. Yeah. I've had Ebony on the show and I've had Tiffany on the show. So I know you guys have like a text chain between all of you, including Garcelle. So how were you upset to hear about Dallas being canceled and our Tiffany being?
I follow that kind of story as it was like, you know, like every day it's a different story. I would text her and I'm like, oh, I see you're with Cass. Like this was weeks ago. And she's like, I don't even know what's going on. What are you reading? And I send her the articles. And then we realize it's like, just like when I was things being said about me, it's like not real yet. That were like, we just got to hold off. And then when I saw it was canceled, I waited a day because I wasn't, you never know. And then I texted her and I said, how are you doing? She said, she's fine. And, you know, carry the torch is what she said. Bummed. I was bummed. I think, you know, her just being on that cast really shed light to the Asian American experience. But hopefully we'll see her in a different platform, or there'll be another show where there's more Asian people. I mean, you know, when you have one down, it's like, it's a big percentage.
It is when there's two.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. So, but the audience loves her. And I think, and I hope that they'll find a place for her.
I hope so too. I say Married to Medicine, Dallas. That's just my idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out into the universe.
I will help you.
Thank you. I mean, we have someone right there and it's a formula that's worked in two other cities or so.
Totally. Let's just put I think it'd be amazing. Actually.
Me too. What about what has been your biggest regret of this season?
Oh my God. Which one? So much. You know, I think obviously the stuff with Sutton, just I'm reactionary and I don't discount, like, I don't look back on my feelings as not real at all. You know, I mean, they're extremely real and I know that. I just, would have taken a step back. It, like I said, like it took me 2 months after to decompress. I wish I can, I'm learning to decompress more quickly and, process things more quickly. And, because, you know, I would have liked to have gotten to a better place with her quicker because it gets better. And then it would have helped me just on the show in general, just open up more. It just took me a long time to open up later, but there's a lot of scenes that I just posted, what someone posted that got cut of us really starting to get to know each other. And I just love those moments. And that was like in La Quinta. And so, yeah, I just wish that we got through it quicker. That's all.
That makes sense. And I don't know if you've seen, it just happened this week where Sutton said her biggest regret of the season was not letting you speak fully and finish, and that she interrupted you when you were having the, like, I don't see color discussion. So I don't know if you've seen that.
She and I talk. So we've talked about our regrets together privately. You know, things go public and sometimes you hear, why are you not saying something out? You know, I'm waiting for your apology to someone. It's like, we talk together and it's between us. And so I know that and I appreciate that for sure. And she knows where I stand too.
That's good. That's the great thing about housewives. It's, you learn things.
Yes.
Well, we all know the definition of violation now because of you.
I'm so happy. A lot of people didn't know it. They still don't seem to know it.
We like definitely know that. When Sutton was leaving and she's like, you're just jealous, the whole leather pants. So your leather pants have now become infamous, which I know. Are you shocked at like things like that? Like, you know, the power of housewives, like it was just one sentence and it was one thing. And now like, this is, I can't do a single interview without someone bringing up my leather pants.
Yeah. I remember when I, Kathy got to see the trailer, like a little bit before me. And she called me, she's like, oh my God, the very first one that came out. And she's like, you look so cute. Sutton yells at you about your pants. And I'm like, what pant? Like, I don't even, like, it was so long ago. And I was like, oh, and I started getting like, oh, the pit, because I've never been on TV. I've never, you know, I'm like, this is the first moment. I'm like, oh my God, it's about pants. It was just such a wild and wacky concept. And so, yes, the fact that how things become sort of iconic in the housewives world. Yeah. It's mind blowing. Cause they could have picked any moment. Right. But they know what they're doing. So this became a thing. So it's funny. I was out last night and I wore leather pants and all my friends are like, it's like your thing now. Like all you do is want to wear leather pants. And I just, it's like, I can't even help but go in my closet. And it like has a little thing in my brain, like leather pants, but I love them. And I leaned into them hard now.
Well, you know, everyone, like Tiffany has her candles, which are tied to her being a doctor, and everyone has their housewife's products. I mean, maybe you should think of leather pants.
I mean, you know, I own a coconut water company, so I've never thought about like leading into leather pants as a business, but I certainly got a lot of messages about it. They're like, if you have a leather pants line, I'll buy it. So I don't know. Maybe in my future.
Well, when Sutton was leaving and you said, you're just jealous. And then she said, jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants. What were you saying she was jealous of? We still don't know.
I assumed it was the present. That she didn't bring a present. You know, I think, you know, cause Kathy and Kyle and I brought a present that was well-received and she didn't think that's what's, you know, cause you miss a lot of stuff that happens between us coming down to see her. Cause I didn't know she was upset at me. And so everyone's like, oh, it's cause of the present, you know, we were just talking about that. So that's, you know, that's why.
That makes
me. That's pretty simple. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, your issues with Sutton that we've seen, like who was the hardest for you to get to know?
No one else. I got to know everyone pretty well. Everyone, it was like different stages because everyone was going through their own things. So like as people were having their own issues, like you kind of get to know them more because you start talking about why they have those issues, you know? So I just started to get to know everybody in different stages, but everyone in a pretty even way. Yeah.
No one felt like the most welcoming out of this whole group.
Well, from the beginning, when I first walked in the door, you know, when people say like, who was most welcoming? I think about the moment I walked into Dorit's house. That was really the first time after meeting, I met Kyle and Lisa at the house, but I remember like Garcelle was like super excited that I was there. Like, I remember that feeling, which was super nice. Like, oh my God, you're Rob's wife. You know, it's like, who was the new girl, you know? And Dorit was like, and PK were there. So nice. So welcoming. So those are the two I've always, when people ask me who was that, it was because that moment I distinctly remember, like that was really sweet.
What about, you know, it's so hard to be on a housewife show with no drama. And yet, I mean, like you've had your share of drama your first season. Like, I know. You look at the icon that is Kathy Hilton. I mean, there's the public loves her. She's not really having any drama with anyone. Like, what do you, I mean, you've known her for a long time before. Like, what do you think it is about Kathy that is just like, she was made for the show. Like, it's unbelievable. It's taken this long for us to see her on the show.
It's hard to have drama with Kathy because she comes from such a amazing place. And she's so obviously funny. I mean, like all the things that you know about her, but she really wants to understand why things are happening. And also like, if she doesn't, she really doesn't care. Like she'll call me like, I don't care about this. I'm like, okay. Like, I think we're supposed to care, Kathy, about this. We're on the show. She's like, I don't care. I'm like, okay. So that's actually, I think what makes her so successful on the show, because she doesn't engage in what she considers nonsense. And like, we can all learn from that. That's actually really me. I didn't want to engage in any nonsense. I feel like it just enveloped me in a way. But, you know, that's what happens on the show.
You're like, here it is, and it's family. No, it's almost like Kathy, and I don't mean this shady, like she's almost like above the drama. Like she's just like, I'm not getting into it. And people are like, okay, whatever. Yeah. It's a really smart way to just kind of play housewives.
Totally. Sutton's texting me right now, by the way.
Tell her I said hello. She's been here three times.
Oh, okay.
What about, you know, you were filming this whole thing with, you know, Erica unfolding in real time, you know, and was that hard? I mean, I know you guys have talked about this ad nauseum, but like, was that hard just being there? Like, you didn't know her. Like, I take it you didn't know Erica before the show.
I just knew her from the show. So I think if it was very multi-layered for me, even though I was the newest person and didn't know her, because I had this total conception of her because of the show. And then when I went on to the show, when I started filming, she was like so open, sort of the opposite sort of idea of what I thought she was. And I remember Lisa Rinna was like, oh, this is a different Erica. Like she's going through a lot. I was like, oh wow. Cause I think she filed for divorce like 2 weeks into filming. So 2 weeks I met her. So she was just so vulnerable. And I was like, so I was sort of, as I'm trying to get to know everybody, I'm trying to like process that I'm meeting this person that I thought was totally different. And, you know, for me, I just pretty much the whole time we filmed, you know, even though there's a lot of questions, I couldn't let go of the fact that the main story for her was that he was possibly suffering from Alzheimer, which I had to deal with for 9 years in the most horrific way, like everyone who goes through it does. So every time something was like, I wasn't sure, I was just like, but he has dementia. Like, you know, so it was really challenging. My heart was so open and vulnerable to that and empathetic because I know what that was like.
Right. More so than some of the other issues, which everyone was discussing.
Well, yeah, because they all had a lot of they knew her from the past. I didn't. So I didn't have discrepancies yet because I mean, it more and more starts to happen, but yeah, it was also interesting to watch the other girls sort of handling their friendship with her because everyone knows each other and are closer in a different way. So yeah, it was like very fascinating, but really hard to watch. Genuinely. It was like, I felt bad for everyone involved. It was tough.
What about, so she was different than you thought in that what you watched past season thought she would be colder?
Yeah. I just thought she'd be like kind of cool and cold and like, but it was like crying. And I mean, there was a lot of arguing, but like, it was real emotion. It wasn't just like this kind of cool character. It was real emotions. Yeah.
Did you ever say to yourself, you know, like if this were happening to you or some form of it, like, would you not be on the show? Like if it were happening to you and your family?
Yes. I could not believe every day I showed up, she was there. I was very surprised. I did not know. Yeah, totally.
Right? Like it's easier just to run and hide.
Yeah, it was very, I think that's why all of us were like, we can't believe, you know, we're very impressed that you're here. And, you know, like, and she's like, I'm here. And I'm like, wow, I don't think I could do that.
What about, you know, this thing, like having watched the show, you know, you've seen that Lisa Rinna, her thing is to own it. I mean, at least when it came to Lisa Vanderpump and Denise and Yolanda with Munchausen's, like, and now everyone's saying, I mean, she is not having Erica own it. Like, do you think that's a double standard?
I think that, because like I said, I watched last season and I saw, you know, her relationship with Denise. And if I was there, I would have not been okay with that. She knows that. I told her today, that I don't understand that. That's someone's private life that you don't mess with. But I think she, because that happened, I assume that that's why she didn't want to do it. But also I think she and Erica are really close, like genuinely close. And she's sticking by her friend. She just believes it. And is it hypocritical? The thing is that I cannot tell you her relationship with Denise. Cause I know that people say they've known each other 20 years. I've known someone for 20 years, but I don't really know them. So I don't know their closeness, but either way, I don't agree what happened. But that being said, like if it was my best friend, I wouldn't do that to them, TV right. or not. I wouldn't do it just because the audience thinks I want to. Like I'm going to stand by my friend if I believe in her. So that's what I think is happening. But I think to compare it, yeah, I get why the audience compares it, but I would have a stronger opinion if I watched the dynamic, but you only get to see small moments. Because right. I know what it's like to know how much is filmed versus what's seen. So it's hard. I don't want to judge what happened last year. I just know that I would stand up against what happened.
For your friends. Right. And you weren't there. Is yeah. it hard for you when you're like, quote unquote, caught between two friends? Like, you know, we have this new thing now. Like you were friends with Teddy before, you know, now Teddy is saying like Garcelle said to production, like, what is she doing here?
Like,
when, you know, now.
It's not hard for me. I mean, maybe it would be if Teddy was on. Like, I did think about that last night, actually, because I'm watching it. I was like, oh, man. But no, I call up, like, the fact that, like, the show even creates teams is, like, so odd to me. But I am, like, if I think that what you're doing is wrong, I'm going to tell you, especially if we're good friends. Like, because if I'm a good friend and I want my friends to live and be public, like, with integrity. So if I think what you're doing is wrong, I'm going to tell you, close or not. And if I think that you're right, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say it to the same person. Like both people are going to hear my story. Like, so would it be hard? No, because I would just say it.
I think that's why the audience gravitates towards you, because as viewers of many years in, they can smell BS a mile away. And that's the one thing I think that bothers the audience more than anything. So I think when they see someone authentic like yourself, that's good or bad. They're on your side, just in that, like, at least she's being honest here. I mean, we all feel different from week to week, day to day, but at least in that moment, you're being honest. At least that's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, there's this whole term of like blindly supporting someone. I don't blindly support anybody. I'm loyal to my friends, but my closest friends, I'm going to be like the hardest on, you know, and I don't know if I would do it in such a public forum, but privately, like, you're wrong. That's not okay. You need to apologize. Like I go after my friends like that. Like if they're my friends, you know.
That makes sense. Did you ever meet Tom? I assume you don't know Tom Girardi. You never met.
No, I obviously knew him from the show, and I've known his sort of, because his career is quite prolific in Los Angeles. But no, I never met them.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. Would you, going back, I mean, I know I asked you about your regrets, and like, would you do anything differently, like now that the season's over and you're reflecting and watching it back?
I would have felt the cameras really scared me. I felt like I would clam up. And it's a long day of shooting. So I was very uptight in front of the cameras. I do get looser as the season goes on. Because I was nervous about how I looked and stuff like that. And I just wish that I could have let that go a little bit, because that consumed me to where it was hard to like get to know the girls until later. And I wish I just kind of let that go early, but I it's like, you can say regret. I can't change how I feel and experience things. So I wish that happened, you know, but I don't know if regret's the right word, but yeah, like, I don't know. I'm a work in progress every day.
I mean, I'm not saying you should regret anything. I'm just saying sometimes people, what about, you know, you keep saying like, you're not a fashion girl. And like, you know, again, you're being accused.
This is my brother's shirt, I think.
Like it. Well, I mean, you have this bag that I just need to take a moment. So you have that. I mean, do you think you'll stay true to yourself? And I mean, I'm not saying, you know, like we see like Dr. Wendy on Potomac has this major glow up, like Denise kind of stayed true to herself. She had a little bit of a glow up, like, and I'm not saying you need to, I think you're amazing, but just, are you the type that's not watching, you know, listen, you're hanging out with a group that shows up for a barbecue and like head to toe bum on. And we have Dorit over here with like Louis head to toe. And I mean, do you think you're going to.
I feel like my season one was a massive glow up for me. I don't even know how much more I could glow up for myself. Like, you know, last episode when Garcelle's like, I have to take a minute. Like it's cause I have my hair in a ponytail. So like that is sort of like the extent to where I glow up. So I was talking to my hair and makeup and I'm like, maybe I'll do fake lashes. Like that's sort of who I am. Like, I just want to be physically comfortable. And if people think I look plain, I don't really care, honestly, but like, I'm just who I am. And like, I actually don't want people to think I glow it up, cause I don't know. I'm fine with who I am.
I mean, I love it. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying sometimes we see a housewife come back the second season and it is like all Balmain and Louis and Gucci. And you're like, what happened in the past 3 months?
Not happening.
You were off.
No, that's I can guarantee you that will not happen ever.
I love that. I love that. What do you think is the biggest misconception of you as people watch?
For sure. I've never been called cold before. So that's, you know, when I'm like standing there, people are like, oh, she has like a smug face. I'm like, I'm so uncomfortable. Like, I don't know if people don't ever do that. If they're uncomfortable, they like laugh or like, you know, I've always been known as like the bubbly one. So that's like I'm like literally scratching my head. I'm like, it's a head scratcher. So that's kind of weird, but you know, when you watch it, I can see it. So like, you know, I watch it with Rob and it's like, well, how they put it together. You look cold. I'm like, I do, but I've never been called cold before. So that's kind of weird, but I have to just own what's up there. So it is what it is. But yeah, that's definitely something that was new to see.
What does Rob say as you guys watch it back together?
He, you know, he's really good at just watching it as a watcher. So he's just like, he turns off. He's like, oh, that was a good episode. And I'm like, literally crying and heaving and, you know, and he's like, get over it, whatever. It's a TV show. It's entertaining, you know? So he thinks it's funny. He knows it's really hard on me. It obviously gets better now. Like things are chill. But it was hard for me. And he also knows I've never been on TV. You know, this whole idea, even though I'm married to him, it doesn't come into our house. So it was 0 to 60 for me. And yeah, but he thinks it's like funny. He actually laughs at the show like a regular audience member.
And you're just like, no, do you see that I'm crying over here? Yeah, like, this is not a good scene, Rob.
Yeah. And he's like, it's hysterical. I was like, okay.
He's like, but you're fine now. So like it all worked out.
Yeah.
What about as you head into the reunion, are you nervous to address anything in the reunion? I mean, like, you know, everything is going to be addressed. Like, are you nervous to see anyone? I mean, it sounds like you and Sutton talk regularly. Like you're nervous of?
I'm not nervous because I feel like my stuff was obviously early and it's like time has healed. Like I think if it ended with us, I'd be nervous because I wouldn't know where we stood. Because, you know, Sutton and I are still getting to know each other, but it took all these months to get through, you know, to like go through this. So if we just wrapped and then went in, I think it would have been more scary for me. But, you know, I know we're going to have to talk about it and that's just part of it. But no, I'm not nervous about it because I know I've seen with all the girls and I feel good. You know,
like you're in a good place with everybody.
Yeah. They all know. The good thing is like the second half, they got to really know me and like know my heart and where I come from. And everyone was like, you're so nice. I'm like, okay. So I feel very good. I feel very like happy. Good place.
What about, you know, there's a lot of talk now that, you know, because Lisa Rinna is so standing by her friend and she's so sure that like Erica is innocent, that Ronald Richards, who's like looking into the case, is going to start like deposing her and calling her into court. Like, do you worry about like being part of the show? Like you're going to get called into court?
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm not, I mean, if I do, I mean, it doesn't bother. You know, when you're on the show, like everyone knows that you're going to be attached to Erica, but at the same time, it's all filmed. So that's the interesting thing. Every time I talk to Erica and the group, it's on camera. There's evidence of it. So anything I say it's already there. So it doesn't really matter. And I'm not worried about it. I've never been deposed for something. So it's kind of interesting. It's all fascinating for me in a way. I'm not afraid of it.
You're not. Did you understand what Sutton was trying to say? And that like, when she was like, you know, I don't want to be associated, and I'm not taking sides either. I'm just saying like, when she was saying like, I don't want to be associated, and then everyone turned on her and Dorit didn't really speak up. I mean,
totally understand. They didn't show, I was actually like agreeing with her a lot in that day. I didn't really speak much, but I was like, really like, yeah, I'm like, cause it had just happened. Like it was like 2 days later and I was sort of decompressing from the trip, but because of all that stuff that happened with Eric and Garcelle, it was just a lot. So when we got together, I hadn't really thought about it yet, but what she was saying was making sense. And so, you know, but then I'm just sort of like, it's then stepping away from it. I didn't feel like it was going to affect me and it hasn't. Like, I just, you know, people have lawsuits every day. I mean, this is a big one, obviously. This is not a small one, but big or small, it doesn't affect me. So,
and in a way, I mean, people talk about this all day. It's kind of just like, I mean, I'm a lawyer. I don't practice anymore, but it's like, this is going to change every hour. Like everyone just needs to.
Yeah. That's how I felt. Cause I kept like, oh my God. And I was like, I heard something. I was like, oh my God. And then I would hear Erica talk, I'm like, oh, good, that makes sense. And I just kept going. I was like, okay, I can't, like, it's too messy and I don't even know these people. So I'm like, I'm just going to step back and like listen and then wait, because this will get resolved. It might take a long time, but there will be facts coming out, and then I'll, you know, the decision will obviously, I mean, will be made, but I just was like, I didn't want to jump in and start making kind of rash like conclusions without any concrete anything. So that's
you don't know someone until like you walk in their shoes and you just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard from any other, you know, housewives, like now that this is airing, like who's reached out to you and said, you know, have you heard from like a lot of other franchises or anyone, you know, I know other than like Tiffany and Ebony and people like that, that you speak to.
Yeah. I was getting a lot of like really nice messages when my, when they announced me as a cast member and through, you know, and then when it aired, like so nice, so positive, like love you, whatever, like Dorinda messages me. Like a lot of the girls from Dallas are messaging me. So like, it's interesting. But very nice. Very, very nice. A lot of it's just like Bravo people, you know, and it's so weird. Every time I get one, I still feel like I'm on the other side. So I'm like, oh my God, this person from that show messaged me. So, but yeah.
Who have you heard from that, you know, just like another show that you're like a fan of, where you're like, oh my God, I love this person. Like as a viewer, like, I mean, now you're a Bravo celebrity yourself, but just, you're like, oh my God.
Well, I've actually become really close with Josh Flagg, and it wasn't, and it's because we actually have a lot of mutual friends, and so we went to Mexico together, and we've been traveling, and I'm seeing them on Friday for dinner. And so I had just wrapped and we were in Mexico, and we were just like sharing stories, and he's like, oh, you're on the, you know, and it was, yeah. So that's really nice.
Josh Flagg is fun. And if you've never been to one of his parties, they are epic.
Oh, well, I'm going to be there.
Him and Bobby are like the best entertainers, and
I love Bobby.
There'll be lots of interesting people there as well.
Okay, cool.
Are you the type that gets starstruck? You know, like you have a husband who's in the business, like who do you get, or do you not get starstruck? Like it could be music, like TV, like, are you the type, if you ever met someone, you're just like, oh my God, that's
so-and-so? Yeah, I think that everyone has, I think probably many people are similar. Like there's huge stars that you can like walk by at an event. Like, I don't care. But for me, the time I got like crazy starstruck was meeting all the Spice Girls. That was so good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And I got to meet them all backstage while they were warming up for the Victoria's Secret fashion show, their very first time coming back together. No, it was like the most insane moment in my life. And they all start coming out. We were a guest of Mel B, and cause Rob was connecting with her now ex-husband, that's the whole thing. But he invited us, and then they start coming out one at a time in the hallway, like, and they're like warming up. And it's just us. It was just like them, their manager, and like us. And I literally spun around. I put my head in Rob's shoulder, and I'm like, I can't be here. Like, I'm going to die. And then he's like, I literally said these words. I said, they're going to kill me with their spice beams or something like that. I don't even know what the hell I said. And he's like, no, enjoy it. And then I turned around and I started staring at them. He's like, stop staring at them. And it was just like, I couldn't do anything. I was paralyzed. It was amazing. So yes, I have been starstruck to look like a complete idiot.
Did you talk to them or no? You just couldn't even.
Yeah. So I became friends with Mel, and then we had dinner, and she invited Jerry, and they were inviting me to like their, I know, practices. It was so crazy. It was such a great time of my life. It was so fun.
That's a good one.
Right? You can't, like, there's nothing that could beat that. So that was it. Yeah.
Has anyone major, like, you know, like Rihanna slips into like Karen Huger's DMs and Heather Gay, has like anyone slipped into you? Yeah. Rihanna's a huge fan of Karen Huger and Heather
Gay. I'm
a
huge fan of Rihanna. No, not yet. Hopefully yet. But no, I'm a huge Rihanna fan. But even that, like, I don't, like, that doesn't move me. Like, I'd be super pumped. But, no, maybe it would.
But you're just, you understand like everyone's a person and, you know.
Yeah. Yes. So that's big. Yes. I do.
I agree. I have like one or two people I would be like absolutely blown away.
Like, who are yours?
Well, I mean, and I've met her like four times, but it was like backstage. It was quick, but like Cher and Madonna. So I'm going right. Like I'm going right for the top, honey. But yeah. I do have, like you said, like Josh Flagg is really good friends with Tori Spelling. Like I've met Tori, like anyone like 90210, like we all have our weird things, right? Like Shannon Doherty.
Okay. So I know Shannon a little bit. Like Tori's one of my best friend's cousins. So like, that's the LA thing. There's always, it's like the Kevin Bacon thing. It's like connected. So once it's connected, they're not a star anymore.
Right.
So I actually enjoy when they're a star.
Like Madonna or Cher. Like, yeah,
see, Madonna's getting one step closer to me because my close friends, I don't even want to say the story, but like the kids.
Tell me, humor.
It's the kids, like they're at the same school. The kids are best friends. So I'm like, oh, like she tells me all these stories about Madonna. Like, oh, they took, you know, like it's play dates at this point, which is so wacky, but that's very far, still far away for me. So even if I met Madonna, she'd still be Madonna. She would not be, she's not hanging out with me. There's no way Madonna would hang out with me.
I didn't even poke this connection, but yes, she has her house. She moved to LA now. Interesting. Okay. So this does make sense.
Yes. There's the private school thing and that exists, but people still come with their bodyguards and whatever. They're still super celebrities. So like, no one's hanging out with me. Trust me.
Well, Crystal, when it starts with the kids, like that is your in. Like, I mean,
that's why I had kids.
I was just going to say, like, I mean, I don't want to insult you, but like, are you, I mean, I wouldn't be if I had kids. Like, are you above using your kids to get into the Madonna inner circle?
No. Actually, my brother would take Max to the park. And then like a girl would be like, hang, you know, and it's like, oh, I'm like such a great uncle. Like, it's like a dog.
It works.
I mean, like if Max and Zoe, you know, like they're, you know, they know what's up. They know who mom likes. So yeah, no, I'm not above any of that.
Madonna's a really good one. I mean, that's not a normal person. There's no like, I'm connecting to you. It'll just be like, I mean, I think you could be in the inner circle, but you still have to like.
No, you got to use the kid for that one. Madonna's not going to take my phone number. So no way.
That's a really good one. Next season, because I think you'll be back. Anyone that you know, people always ask, like, you know, like anyone that is famous, you know, like they always throw around certain names. Anyone like in the LA scene, you know, like we mentioned Tori, like people like that, that you were like, huh, they would make a good housewife.
Oh, it's so funny because I don't know what makes a good housewife because I don't think I make a good housewife because I feel so normal. So like, I don't know what it entails actually, you know,
You don't think you're a good one just because you feel you're too normal.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, there's parts of me, I guess, but I don't, cause the audience want like, there's like a special sauce to it. Right. And I'm just being me all the time. I'm just super like me. And yeah, I don't know. Honestly.
You must be doing something right. I mean, you were cast, you're still here, like you're going strong. I think
they like the authenticity of it, I guess, you know, or maybe they're like me being a deer in headlights and just constantly reacting to her. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't answer.
I mean, your
answer.
I kind of like the fact that you don't know. What about, you know, there's all this stuff, you know, the ratings. I mean, I'm in New York. I know all the New York housewives, like the ratings for New York are so down and all that criticism, like it's because of, and I'm not saying this, I'm just saying all the online BS, like, you know, it's because they talk about race so much and like, we don't want to hear about race on Housewives or anything serious politics. We just want to see fun.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? You know, I mean, Bravo's made us certainly...
Yeah, I don't not understand that idea. Like, you know, that's what sort of the show, you know, the concept of the show is, right? And I think each city has their own nuances and their own tone. So I think New York is the tone has always been sort of slapstick in a way. And so when it didn't become that, people are a little bit jarred. But I think that, you know, and you hear this all the time, and I don't know if people are really grasping it. We filmed at the peak of like lockdown right before the election. It's the only thing people were talking about. And if you weren't talking about it, like you weren't focused. So either the people who are complaining about it didn't care, which, okay, fine. That's like you. This is what was happening in big cities. This was happening in across the country, not big city, everywhere. So these were certainly conversations I was having every day, all day long with my friends. And does it die down after election? Yeah. But that's what you watched was the peak of that. And that's reality. And if people don't like that, then I don't know what to say about it. It's too bad the ratings are down because New York is a great show. I just think the dynamics were tough, you know, that's what happened. But I always enjoy New York, and I hope that they can figure it out for sure.
Have you talked to Ebony? Cause like, I mean, not saying it's her fault, but like, is she taking
it's hard. It's hard on her. Yeah. I talked to Ebony. She's a good girl. Really good girl. Super smart. So I very much like very smart people, and she has a great head on her shoulders. It's a lot to take on. You know, at first when it started to air, we would start texting each other about our experiences being people of color on the show. Cause you don't know what it's going to look like as the show goes on. And then for her, I think it got harder. And yeah, but you know, I think she's been on TV, so it's not, she gets it more. Like, I think I would have had a hard time because I take everything on personally. I don't think she does. And yeah, no, but she's doing okay. I think they're going to figure it out.
I think she's great too. I thought she was so freaking smart, and yeah. I too am totally drawn to smart people, and she's great when she has arguments. She's like, here are all the reasons I disagree with you. It's okay. Tell me why you disagree. Like, she's really.
A lot of people can't handle that. A lot of people can't handle smart.
I love it. It's like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. She's really smart. I adore her.
She's really smart.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to leave us with? I always have my own agendas, so I appreciate you talking about
it. I never have an agenda. So I like when you have an agenda. You just ask me questions.
I mean, I think you're going to be back next season. I think you're going to have a great season. If they came to you and said, listen, Crystal, we're going to adjust, you know, your husband's director, producer, we're going to come to you. You are the producer. Who should we get rid of from this cast?
Shut up. You know, are you sick? Come on. I'm not going to. No. Everyone deserves to be back if they want to be back. Everyone put a lot, you know, being on this side of it, the cast, the girls go through a lot for the benefit of entertainment for the rest of the world, country, whoever watches. I think people don't really realize the toll it takes on us, the social media, the actual, it's not just going out to dinner, it's work. And so all these girls, regardless of where they are at with their relationships and everything. And I even remember this, even when I was struggling with Sutton, because I had just figured out how hard it was, I was like, I very much value and appreciate the work these women put into the show and each other. And so everyone deserves to come back. Everyone really stepped up this year.
Do you think Erica will come back just like on her own accord?
I literally don't know. I mean, like every day that she showed up this season, I was like, wow, you know, so I have no idea. And if she wants to, she deserves a spot.
Did you ever think of not continuing like during your season, like you said, like with Sutton and all this stuff, like, did you ever say like, Rob, this was, I'd like to talk to you tonight.
Yes. Yes. I had very serious conversations about that very, very early on. Yeah. It was very tough because it was not the start and the tone that I wanted, ever wanted or expected. And it was very challenging for me and I really struggled.
And you seriously, they were serious conversations. Like you seriously thought of not continuing.
Yes. Very serious. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm also a very committed person and I, you know, and that was what we discussed. It was like, you know, that's who I am. That's who we are as a family. We finish things. So that's what I did.
Since you don't want to vote anyone off the island, what if you had to bring someone back from the past? Let's take Teddy out of it since she's your buddy. You know, since she's your friend, let's give her a non, like we yes. have, you know, think of okay. all the people, LVP, Camille. I mean, I don't want to lead you in any way. I'm just throwing out all the names of the
I'm
people.
Going to say not LVP. Like, again, I don't know any of these people, but the girls seem to have a lot of issue with her. I wasn't there. I don't judge. I don't care. So I'm going to, I don't know. That'd be entertaining for the audience. I think I've said this before, like Eileen was, I always felt like similar to Eileen, like Eileen's sort of responses, is like how I would respond to things. Yolanda as well. I felt like always like that's how I would respond. So I would pick people who are similar as opposed to who I would be like struggled with.
I could see that. I could see you're having a similar response as those two. Yeah. Do you hear the name LVP behind the scenes all the time?
Not all the time. I've heard little things, you know, when, cause like the stuff would pop up sort of in like, you know, the Bravo kind of press social stuff about arguing. And then I'd be like, I would be curious because I don't know her. So I'm like, what happened? You know, like, oh, we were at this restaurant and she did this. I was like, oh, okay. So whether it makes it to air, I don't know, but it was happening like in real time. So I was like, oh, you guys have a lot of drama.
It's probably why the audience really wants her back.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming on and talking to me. I know you're very busy. I am so happy you've joined this cast. I'm so happy you made time to chat with me.
Of course.
I can't wait to see what happens the rest of the season. You will have to come back next season. Where can everybody find you online who wants to follow you, who does not?
At Crystal Kung Minkoff on my Instagram. Yeah.
Everyone needs to follow you. I appreciate it. I hope your mom is well. Glad to hear she is. And
thank you
your family as well. And say hi to Rob for us. And we will talk soon.
Okay. Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.